bastard," John said with a laugh. "You can say it, Sam. I've heard the word before." He put his spurs into his sure-footed little garron. "I need to hunt down Sir Otin. Be careful around Craster's women." As if Samuel Tarley needed warning on that score. "We'll talk later, after we've made camp." John carried the word back to Sir Otin Withers, plodding along with the rear guard. A small, prune-faced man, of an age with Mormont, Sir Otin always looked tired, even at Castle Black, and the rain had beaten him down unmercifully.
"Welcome, Dynans," he said. "This wet has soaked my bones, and even my saddle sores complain of saddle sores."
On his way back, John swung wide of the column's line of march and took a shorter path through the thick of the wood. The sounds of man and horse diminished, swallowed up by the wet green wild, and soon enough he could hear only the steady wash of rain against leaf and tree and rock. It was mid-afternoon, yet the forest seemed as dark as dusk. John wove a path between rocks and puddles, past great oaks, grey-green sentinels, and black-barked ironwoods. In places, the branches wove a canopy overhead, and he was given a moment's respite from the drumming of the rain against his head. As he rode past a lightning-blasted chestnut tree overgrown with wild white roses, he heard something rustling in the undergrowth. "Ghost?" he called out. "Ghost! To me!"